Coffee with Fleur podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on the lands on which we've recorded each episode, which is the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we pay our respects to their elders, both past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back to Coffee with Fleur podcast, which, as the name suggests, is in a cafe. As always, hello, I'm David, I'm the Change Guy.
Hi, I'm Fleur and I'm a wellbeing coach, and I'm really happy again to be here with you, David, having a coffee to talk again about some more positive wellbeing resources and tools to support you and
support others through change and challenge. Yeah. And it's becoming a regular thing, this. I'm kind of enjoying it.
I know. We're just going to have to keep coming back, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we are outside the cafe, and we are talking about writing.
We are talking about writing, but before, David, yes. Don't jump too far ahead.
I'm sorry.
I need you to tell me how you went with your activity last
week. Ah, yes.
Where you were going to write or notice people's explanatory style. Was it more optimistic or pessimistic? Like, what was your findings?
Yeah, it was really interesting, actually, because I took note of how people were expressing themselves.
Mm.
And in particular, a couple of people who I'd often got frustrated with because they seem to be quite negative about things all the time. And it suddenly struck me that that's actually their explanatory style. Mm. And it sort of took that frustration away because I suddenly realised, oh, that's just how they see the world.
Yeah.
And it's not personal, and it's, once I understood that's what was going on, it sort of took a bit of the stress away.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting to observe that. And obviously, as people go through change and challenge, and they're in a group setting, in an office, or in whatever social setting, it was interesting to then observe how people react to each other if someone's got a neck.
Yes, if they have that more pessimistic style.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really interesting. Learned a lot.
Yes.
And there's a few things there I can put into sort of my daily life in terms of interpreting what other people are saying.
Yeah. And just, it's a consideration of reframing if you need to. That's the other sort of benefit of noticing these things. So
yeah, absolutely.
It is, you know, we didn't say it last time, I think, it's the glass half full versus half empty saying that people might be kind of used to.
Yeah,
so,
that's a normal saying we all hear, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, well, that's great. So, again, just an awareness is terrific in terms of just noticing that and noticing it in yourself, and if you need to challenge yourself sometimes, if you feel like you're using too, you know, that pessimistic explanatory style too frequently. So,
yeah, absolutely.
So, yes, we are going to talk about writing, David, because I know in some of the other episodes leading up to this, we've talked a lot about unpleasant or negative emotions, meaning what we feel, they feel unpleasant or they feel negative. Someone sounds like they're feeling a bit of an unpleasant emotion in the background.
Certainly,
here.
Some emotion going on. our live studio audience is...
But hey, you know what's good about what we're hearing right now in the background? If listeners can hear, there's a child kind of expressing themselves through screaming or something. But what they're doing, David, is releasing those negative emotions.
I see where you're going with this. But very, very good. Very professional.
Do you like my connection there?
Could be a pro podcast.
Because we've talked about these emotions and the detrimental impact to our well-being if we're looking at these negative emotions through that emotion judge lens. Because when we do that, we often will suppress or deny or ignore those emotions because they are unpleasant. We just don't want to feel them. So we kind of push them down and push them aside. And that is quite detrimental to our well-being because they're still there. They're still inside us. They're all being suppressed. And people who do that frequently can actually experience things like headaches and other physical symptoms from doing that. Now, what has this got to do with writing? You're thinking, what is she talking about? What has this got to do with writing?
But carry on.
So instead, what's the opposite of suppressing those emotions?
It's releasing.
Yeah, we've got to release them, but we don't know how. Yeah. So Susan David actually recommends a writing activity, or journaling could be another way to describe it, whatever works for you, as a way of releasing negative emotions.
Okay.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever done journaling before?
I've certainly done journaling in my time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also, my mind is also taken to that email that you draft up and then wait 24 hours and then delete.
Yes.
So you've released the frustration.
Yeah, yes.
But
just don't put any name in the to.
Yes, good tip.
And accidentally send it. That's not what
that
we're trying to do.
That would be awkward. But no, I think we've all done that in the past.
Yes.
We've contracted the email that we want to save and then backpedaled a bit. So definitely the act of writing helps. But yes, I have journaled and used that quite a bit in the past. Mm-hmm. So definitely I can see the benefit of writing.
Yeah, what have you seen the benefit of doing that?
Well, it's getting those concerns, all those challenges, sort of out from in your brain and not bottling them up, or and it's releasing.
Yes.
And yeah, just being able to, you know, just make sense of everything and it not swirling around your head and you get more confused and then you get more anxious.
Yeah, yes. It's just got this, we can get into a cycle or rumination potentially sometimes with, I think Susan David defines people can either be bottlers, where we bottle up those emotions, or brooders, which is we kind of let the emotions kind of take over and we ruminate and we sort of hang on tightly to these, you know, negative feelings and let them kind of block our vision, if you like.
So I can really appreciate what you're going there. So if I'm a brooder, I would be thinking about it constantly, maybe over the weekend, letting it dominate
at night,
my
when
thoughts.
You're trying to go to sleep.
Okay. And if I'm a bottler, it's all pent up like a inflated balloon.
Yes, just like that.
And
yes.
Then presumably, well, it goes pop eventually, doesn't it?
It does. Or it can. Yeah. Well, even in the balloon, it's giving you sort of physical symptoms like those headaches. But yes, it can be, you can have this explosion of emotions if we bottle up for too long. So we need a way of releasing, and journaling is a way to do that. Now, it's very much, I think it's helpful for people to know that this is backed by studies.
Yes.
And so that's why Susan David recommends it, because it's based on a study by Pennebaker, James Pennebaker, who, when he was young, he was going through some relationship challenges and noticed he was using some unhealthy coping mechanisms. So he was isolating himself, smoking, drinking more, you know, some of those unhealthy coping mechanisms. And then for whatever reason, he decided to write about his experiences and noticed that after doing that for several days in a row, that he felt better and was looking at things a bit differently. And then that led him to do lots of research on that very thing. So the people he studied found that they were sort of, their memory improved, they were had better relationships, their blood pressure lowered, they were happier, and all of those kind of positive things.
And that would all help if you're going through change or challenge or trying to adapt to it, because you'll have more resources to equip yourself with.
Now, it doesn't, the good thing is, with this style of journaling, it can not even make sense when you're writing it. It just has to be an opportunity for you to get whatever is out of your head onto paper or onto a computer screen. I prefer paper. I don't know about you. And And you need to be able to do that consistently for at least 3 days in a row for it to have
any impact. Days in
so it's not a one-off thing.
Okay.
Or while that can be helpful, it's really that's how we release those negative emotions. There's other ways we can do that, but this is one that's been proven through science to be really effective.
And I think Susan David, we've discussed in previous episodes, I mean, she's from the Harvard Medical School, so this is legit science, isn't it? Research.
Yeah. I mean, just look up James Pennebaker and you'll be able to find more information about his research. And we might link to an article in the show notes, perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah, we can do that.
And also to the activity which Susan calls riding your way out of a funk.
I have a feeling I know what's coming next.
So, David.
Yes, Fleur.
Your mission, if you choose to accept.
Have I got a choice?
No.
Okay.
Your mission that I'm
clear on that,
forcing
then.
You to do. No. There is no forcing here. But I encourage you to do this activity. It's 20 minutes a day.
Okay.
You don't need to. It's not about going back and reading it again. It's just about getting those emotions out onto paper or onto a screen. You can delete it, throw it in the bin, whatever. Just do it consistently for maybe at least 3 days in a row, more if you can.
Yeah.
And then see how it makes you, the difference it makes you feel.
All right. Well, I'll certainly give that a go over the next week and we'll see what we have. And,
right.
You know, I'm sure others will find that really beneficial as well.
Thank you,
Fleur. I'm sure there's lots of journaling options out there.
Yeah.
But maybe you don't need to invest in a journal, simply just a pen and paper or
it's not
screen.
Dear diary, it's just get those emotions out onto paper.
All right, well, let me give that a go over the next week. Yep. And shall we meet same place next week?
Yeah, let's have another coffee and I'll see how you're feeling about from your writing exercise.
Fantastic. And I'd love to hear how anyone else is feeling about this
as
well.
Yeah,
it's
tell
not just
us,
me
let
doing
us
this.
Know.
Let me know how, or us know how you're going. Coffee with Fleur or OneWord @gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fleur.
Pleasure.
Better
see
finish,
you next.
Finish these coffees.
Next week, I know.
Very nice. Take care.
See you.
Bye.